news from UNIFIL. Since the cessation of hostilities agreement on 27 November, UNIFIL peacekeepers have been actively supporting local communities in South Lebanon while carrying out their mandate under Security Council Resolution 1701. Commenting on these efforts, UNIFIL deputy spokesperson Candace Ardil emphasized the mission's unwavering commitment to assisting the people of South Lebanon and fostering an environment where communities can rebuild their lives.
UNIFIL's engineering units are working closely with the Lebanese army to clear roadblocks, remove unexploded ordnance, and we're reopening vital roads so that peacekeepers and Lebanese soldiers can safely patrol and access our bases. This is also helping residents return to their towns and villages and get access to essential services. At the same time, we're talking to community leaders to assess their needs and see how we can help. Peacekeepers continue to provide local communities with donations, medical and veterinary services, and other support projects. And we also help humanitarian agencies in delivering aid. After months of conflict and destruction, people on both sides of the blue line deserve the opportunity to return home, rebuild their lives, and live in peace. For nearly 47 years, UNIFIL peacekeepers have worked side by side with the people of South Lebanon, building strong relationships. This is why we remained in position, even when Israeli forces told us to leave our bases on the blue line. The vast majority of people in South Lebanon understand and appreciate our efforts. UNIFIL remains committed to fulfilling its mandate, working to restore stability and helping people of the South recover from the devastating impact of the last conflict. Peacekeepers will continue to do their part, but ultimately, diplomacy and the full implementation of Resolution 1701 are the only paths to lasting peace.
UNIFIL Spanish peacekeepers inaugurated a maintenance and repair project for the Community Development Center's water tank in Claya Village on 21 February, improving water access for local residents. Residents who attended the inauguration ceremony welcomed the initiative, emphasizing its importance in sustaining daily life in Claya and surrounding villages. This project is part of the broader efforts by Spanish peacekeepers to support local communities in South Lebanon while performing their operational activities under UN Security Council Resolution 1701. Also on 21 February, Italian peacekeepers organized a special event at the Imam Sadr Foundation in Tir, offering children and their families a day of cultural exchange, music and food. The event featured a dance session and a cooking demonstration, where children learned to make authentic Italian pizza. The entire event was filled with laughter and joy and ended with a shared meal where children and their parents, teachers and peacekeepers enjoyed the freshly made pizza. Again on 21 February, UNIFIL Indian peacekeepers organized medical, dental, and veterinary camps in Farshuba village. The camps aimed to provide essential health care and veterinary services to the local population following the recent conflict that disrupted vital services. The medical and dental camps offered routine checkups, treatment for common illnesses, and preventive care. Meanwhile, the veterinary camp provided medical assistance to local livestock, helping shepherds maintain the health of their herds. The initiative, which treated 48 patients and assisted 922 animals, highlights UNIFIL's ongoing support to local communities, particularly during the current challenging times.